two top University of Alaska executives have tendered their resignations. The heads of statewide finance and human resources have stepped down following meetings with UA's new president. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the resignations come as the school faces big funding hurdles.
Monday, University of Alaska President Jim Johnson sent word to UA staff that he had accepted the resignation of Chief Finance Officer Ashok Roy and Chief Human Resources Officer Eric Seestadt. Johnson says both men consulted with him before resigning. Johnson took over as the school's president in September. UA spokeswoman Robbie Graham says shakeups are not uncommon in organizations with a new boss.
When a new leader comes in, or a new CEO, or a new president, it is inevitable that there's going to be change. And this change is normal, is part of the process.
Johnson takes up the reins at a time when the state is in deficit mode and the school has seen 3 years of budget cuts by lawmakers. He's vowed to run a more efficient operation, even as the Board of Regents agreed to a roughly $1 billion operations budget. Robbie Graham denies the loss of the two top executives will hamper Johnson's ability to sell UA's budget in Juneau.
President Johnson clearly understands the university's needs, the budget considerations, and all ideas for how to streamline these positions in both functional areas.
Ashok Roy joined the university in 2012, while Seestadt started in 2013. Both positions are currently being staffed by deputy officers until the positions are filled permanently. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.